Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Ma'am, we're just talking to people in your area about local issues that are affecting your community. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in Nevada?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And the next question is just for statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but do you consider yourself a male, a female, non-conforming, not exclusive male or female, or another category?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1996.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, moving right along, do you consider yourself Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, just Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican?
Central
or
American.
Another? I'm sorry?
Central American.
A Central American. Thank you, ma'am. Let me write this down real quick. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Moving right along. Now, what is it? Your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic Latino.
Okay. And what level of schooling are you currently enrolled in? Are you in high school, some college but not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
Associate's degree.
Associate's degree. Thank you, ma'am. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means that you feel that your vote has a lot of power. A 5 means some power. And 0 means you don't feel your vote has power at all. What number?
Some
from
power.
0 to 10. 5?
A 5. Yeah, 5.
Okay. And thinking about that direction in which the country is headed. And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, ma'am, are you very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. And please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on issues on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable, and 5 means you don't feel either warm or cold. If you had no opinion or never heard of the person, organization, can you please let me know so we can move right along, okay? Now, here's
okay.
The person. The Democratic Party, in general, from 0 to 10, how do you feel about them?
5.
Okay. And how about Kamala Harris? What number?
5.
And Donald Trump?
5.
Okay. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5.
And Joe Biden?
5.
Okay. And Senator Jackie Rosen, how do you feel about them from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And the Republican Party in general, what number?
5.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. And remember, there's no right or wrong answers. It's your opinion that matters. I know it's a long way off. But if the November 2024 election for president were held today, from who would you vote? The Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., another independent third party, undecided? Or would you vote for another political office but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections? If you have to make a decision today.
I wouldn't vote.
Okay, I understand. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First statement. Voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to me or to my everyday life. Or second statement, My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections would not impact me that much. Which one comes closer to your opinion? First one or second one?
First one.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First statement, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Last statement, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. First one, second one, or third one?
Second one.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel positive about the future and the country or negative?
Negative.
And your own future, positive or negative?
Positive.
You have to be positive. And the future of the planet, how do you feel? Positive or negative?
Ooh, negative.
Negative? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, from your most recent voting experience and the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has been about the same?
It's been about the same.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, can you please indicate the two best reasons why you may not vote in the upcoming elections? You may select up to two answers. I don't have time to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't like any of the candidates. It is difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Or racist politicians have made it hard for me to vote and people like me. Or because voting doesn't change things that matters to me?
The last two.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along, who's trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming election? Can you please select all that apply? All politicians, racist politicians, Republicans, Democrats, or none of the above?
Republicans.
Republicans? Thank you, ma'am. Now, below is the list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each, can you please indicate how much do you believe that each threat could happen in this country? For 0 to 10, 10 means that you feel, that you believe that the threat is near, certainly, to happen. And 5 means that you're not sure. And 0 means that you believe that threat will certainly not happen at all. Here's the first one. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters, for 0 to 10. What number?
5.
And allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have an unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. Do you think that threat will not happen? You're not sure? Or you think the threat is near and certainly to happen? From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. What number? From 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. And arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing on long lines to vote, for 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. You think that threat will certainly not happen? You're not sure that it will happen? Or you think the threat is near and certain to happen? What number? From 0 to 10.
0.
Okay.
0.
And creating surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life. What number?
5.
And giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote?
5.
Okay. And increasing political violence and respond to American elections from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you, ma'am. And we're almost done. I appreciate your patience. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? A big problem? Somewhat of a problem? A small problem or no problem at all?
No problem at all.
Thank you. And how have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
Someone you know or you personally?
Both.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Here's a list of statements about values that some people might have. On the scale from 0 to 10, can you please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement? 10 means you strongly agree, 5 means you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10, depends how you feel.
Okay.
Whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families. For 0 to 10?
10.
And we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all. For 0 to 10?
10.
And most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families. For 0 to 10?
10.
And every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future to our, for our families, community, and country. For 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, ma'am. And here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective ways to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Boycotting a company, voting in the state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor, signing petitions, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, engaging in direct action, like attending sittings or occupying buildings, voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress, or talking to friends and family about politics, or marching in protests, or donated to political campaigns or organizations, or volunteer for our local organization in my community, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power do you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? 10 means that you feel that your vote has a lot of power. And 5 means some power, and 0 means no power at all. What number?
0.
Okay. You don't feel like your vote has power at all, correct? Okay. One last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? The Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., another independent third party, undecided? Will you vote for another political office, but not for president, or you will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy?
Joe Biden.
The mental and physical health. Okay. And if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? If you have to decide.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? I never be the same.